Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes.
Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made to be seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine.
Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Nair saves me so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams. My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
You're listening to Talking Traders with me, Tamara Judge.
Hey guys, welcome to Talking Traders with Tamara Judge. Today we have a special guest, Dan the Trader.
What's going on, Tamara? It's so good to see you.
I know we have actually not really spoke since we were in the castle.
I mean, I'm not going to say whose fault that was, but when we got out, I was like, bah, 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 DM Tamara, what's up, what's up, what's up?
And I thought you murdered me, Dan.
So when did that change? Like, when did you go from like, okay, Dan was like after me to like, no, Dan really liked me and was trying to work with me in the game?
Well, I don't know that I ever thought that, but I think that, I mean, I don't want to give too much away because we have the reunion,
yes.
But we had a full conversation the night before I got murdered. So obviously I thought, and it wasn't shown. Mm-hmm. So maybe we'll see a little clip of it at the reunion. But I truly thought that you were the one that murdered me. And I'm like, damn it. He had me convinced. I knew you were a traitor. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. So it was just one of those things. Well, obviously, I suspected it. I wasn't 100% certain, but I felt it. And I felt like we could work together. But that didn't work out because I was murdered.
Yes.
But let's get into some host chat. I have some questions for you.
Let's do it.
And we had some fans ask some questions, and here they are. You were the first trader to be banished, but you lasted until episode 6. Did you think you're going to be able to make it to the end? I mean, I think everybody was hoping, but...
Yeah, like going into it, I'm like, okay, if people don't know who I am, I have a chance to like stay in the game. If anyone knows who I am, I'm in trouble. Like, it's been so long since I've been on TV. And so when I got there, I'm like, Tamara has no clue who I am. Like, most people didn't know who I was.
No.
So that was like that. Actually helped out a ton until Janelle blew everything up. But I don't know. I mean, I wanted to go and have fun and challenge myself. And it was such a cool show. You know, it's how could you not want to be a part of this? And I think, you know, now that season 2 is done extremely well, I think a lot of people are now knocking on the door to get
on for sure.
Season 3.
So how long had it been since you've been on TV?
Last time I was on TV, like competing, was 2012. So I've done some like guest things, but never to this capacity.
Yeah. Wow. And then how did you get cast on the show?
So actually, I got an email last season. It's like, hey, do you want to come on The Traders? And I'm like, I don't know what this is. I just deleted it. And so this time around, I actually got a text. And it's like, hey, we sent you 2 offers to come on the show. Will you please look at it? And I'm like, what? Like, because, you know, sometimes people leak your number or somehow you get it.
Yeah.
And I looked at it and I was just like, okay. You know, I knew what the show was at that time. And it was interesting enough where I was excited to play another game.
I had a weird way of being cast.
Yeah.
Well.
How did you get cast?
So, evidently production, which I've already worked on a show on Peacock. So they have my information. So that's why it was confusing to me. two different agents reached out to me to be like, hey, would you want to be on Traders? And I'm like, well, yeah. And then I'm thinking like, it's just bullshit. It's just people trying to pitch my name or something like that. And then evidently they, two different people were negotiating for me. So I called Andy and I go, wouldn't they just come to me? Why are they going through random agents that I haven't worked with in years? Like, I don't understand this. He's like, yeah, let me get to the bottom of it. And then the casting director called me and she's like, I don't even know what's going on, but we almost just threw you to the side because these people are negotiating hard for you. So I was like, all like, who are they? I don't even know who they are.
And so, did you like circumvent them and just go right to the Peacock?
Yes.
Okay, good for
you. I went right to Peacock. I go, I've worked for this network for many, many years, you know, under this umbrella. Why all of a sudden is somebody going to get a cut of, you know, I was like, no.
Good for you. That's awesome.
Okay. So let's get to it. Before you were voted off, you wrote down Phaedra's name at the round table. Mm-hmm. Watching the show back, are you surprised she still hasn't been voted off yet?
No, I'm not surprised because that's how I saw her. I saw her as like the number one threat to win the game. She's so likable. She's great in one-to-one. Like, just everyone in the house liked her and no one suspected her. And to me, that was a problem because it's like, how are you going to win when someone's playing this well? And so to me, the path to victory was unfortunately through Phaedra, and it, you know, didn't work out. And I think when I went after her and she totally demolished me, it also put people on alert. Like, you're going to come after her. Like, you better be ironclad because she's just dismantled people time and time again.
Do you think she has a strategy, or do you think she's, or this is her strategy, just to go in there, not really talk game and just prey on everybody and be sweet and burgalicious and, you know, all these things that she would throw our way? Like, now we see Kate with her going, do you not have a plan? Like, you've been a traitor this whole time. You don't have a plan. Her plan was just to get by sweet talking people.
That's how I felt in the traitor's turret with her, is that I would like throw an idea out and was just kind of like, sure, whatever, which is why I wanted to bring Parvati in. But not to take anything away from Phaedra, it's, you know, we're like the opposite. I'm looking like 17 steps down the road and she's like minute to minute. And in this kind of game, like the way she's playing it is more effective because she's just adapting, you know, as it goes. And I think she just has done a great job in what I like to call the hand-to-hand combat, meaning like when someone comes at her, she's right back at him. And then you're kind of like, oh, that was a good answer. And let's find someone else who's not a traitor.
Well, I mean, by trade, she has been taught to negotiate. She's an attorney. She knows what she's doing. And sometimes you listen to what she's saying, you're like, well, you really put me on place, but it really didn't make much sense. Like, yeah, I know.
No, she's done a great job. And I think, you know, she's risen to be such an entertaining star of the show. But I also think when you're in those situations, like, you can dodge a couple bullets from like a couple round tables. But it's, as you can see in the last episode, it starts to get a little bit harder when it's not the first time you're defending yourself.
Yeah. Well, Phaedra is definitely the queen of read. Like, she is, was.
What does that mean? What does that queen of read mean?
She can read anybody. She can just put you in your place like that. She is probably one of the best housewives, for sure.
And because I knew nothing about her going into this, obviously, you know, because, you know, if I knew anything about her, I probably wouldn't have taken that approach.
She's a staple. I'm hoping she'll come back to Housewives. She is on Married to Medicine. It's actually a show I don't watch. So I watch so many shows. I just can't keep up with all of them. But Dan, where do you think you went wrong in the gameplay? If you could go back, would you change your strategy?
I think, you know, in the moment, I wouldn't change anything just because I did the best I could. But now with like a bird's eye view, I have like a list of like 20 things I would do different. And I think one of the things is that I'm generally more introverted. And I think I played really, really slow. You know, I felt really comfortable with you, but also we spent a lot of time together in transit. And so to me, I'm like, listen first and talk second, because that's what's done well for me in the past. And it didn't do well for me this time around.
Yeah, for me, I expected everybody to think, oh God, here comes that hot tempered blonde that goes off on Housewives. So I thought, like, you know, going into it, I was going to be, you know, quiet, reserved. I was going to watch, which is not normally my nature. And then of course I got sick, and then I was so sick, and I always felt like it was the God's way of saying, just sit your butt down and listen. Keep your mouth shut.
Yeah. And we were all worried about you. And then when you came back, it was like, you're back. And I know you're battling through it, but also your voice was like, you know,
yeah, it was bad.
A ton of resilience.
It was really bad.
But I will say, like, cause my wife is a big fan of you. And I knew who you were coming in, you know, like when I saw you, I'm like, I know exactly who that is. But it really, I felt like you were pretty even keeled with the exception of Kevin. Like when you were kept going after Kevin, I'm like, okay, this is what I'm used to.
He bugged the shit out of me. He really did. I'm like, I like Kevin. I'm not going to say I dislike him, but he just has a way of getting under your skin.
I felt like that's what I
mean, Kate found him annoying and said he should be, you know, gone just because he's annoying.
He's a great guy, but it was fun to watch you. Like I saw like your meter go off and I'm like, I haven't seen this from Tamara the whole time. And then it was
Well, then John, at first I was convinced John was a traitor in the very beginning for sure. And now like watching the show and I'm so happy John has gotten this far, and in some weird universe, I miss his long winded explanations at the round table.
Don't you feel like how he's perceived on television is not like in real life? I felt like he would just talk and talk and talk. And on the show, it's kind of just like little bite-sized John.
It is bite-sized John. But we lived it and we saw it and we're like, oh, John, just stop. That's why when I said, John, you just went around your elbow to get to your ass. You've talked every which way, but, you know, the right way. And we have no idea what you're talking. Spoken like a true politician.
You weren't wrong. You weren't
wrong. Did you know who John was when?
I had no clue. I mean, there's a lot of people I didn't know, and he was one of them. And I think a lot of the Bravo people I was aware of, but I didn't know like the depths of like Phaedra or Sheree or MJ. I knew who they were, but I didn't, you know, I never watched them. You, I'm like, my wife, when I went in, she's like, if Tamara is there, be friends with her because she's really loyal. And, you know, she'll probably work together with you.
Yeah. Yeah. I wanted to, like you said, we got really close because we were both kind of quiet.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I went in there. I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. I'm like, I don't know why I'm here. I'm just here because I'm in Scotland. Let's just figure this out, you know, and then being sick, I'm like, oh God, just send me home, please.
Can I ask you something? When you got sent home and you felt it was me, as someone who hasn't played a show like this, like your life's on TV, but it's not like a competitive, it is competitive, but it's not like a game, right? How did you take that? Like when you immediately got voted off and it kind of set it in, were you like mad? Or were you just like, oh, it is what it is?
I think a little bit of everything to answer your question. I mean, I cried. I knew that I was being murdered when I was waiting in the room. I was in the room with Sandra and somebody else because there's one bedroom that they hold you in. So guys, they would split us apart before breakfast. It was early in the morning, 9 o'clock in the morning or so. You know, there was probably about four different holding areas. And this holding area that we were in is the holding area I was in when Bananas got murdered. So I saw him go out, and it happens to be a room where you just walk right across the courtyard and you go to the chair where your paper is. So when I was in that room, I'm like, oh, I don't know. So, and I was the first one, and I turned, and I think it was Sandra. I think it was Sandra, maybe MJ. And I almost said, if I'm murdered, it's Dan. And then I thought, okay, that would be cheating. There's no cameras on us. I can't say that. So I went out. Of course, you're taken across the courtyard. That's not the way to breakfast. And I sat down, and I'm like, part of me was relieved because, you know, we talked about this. I'm very much a homebody. I'm with my husband all the time. I'm with my daughter, my only daughter, you know, at home still. And it's very hard for me to go away. Even when we go on vacation, a week max, and I need to get home. I want to go home. So it was weighing heavy on me. And then plus had been so sick. I wanted to go home, but I was also starting to feel better. And I'm like, now I want to play. Now I want to, like, all the big mouths are gone. Now let's get down and dirty. And I think I told you that the night before, like, let's play this game. We are known as the quiet ones right now. Let's shake shit up.
And that's what, when I was watching you, like with your murder speech, I'm like, there's a moment when I'm like, you can feel a real emotion from you. We're like, man, she really was sad. And it, like, at my end, I'm like, it was sad because I didn't want you. That's like one murder. I'm like, I don't want this to go down like this. because I liked you, and I felt like we had a good relationship in the game, and that's one of like the list of 20 things that went wrong was that having you leave the game.
Well, would you say Big Brother is harder or Traitors?
For me, Big Brother is more strenuous, like it's like 90 days. But Traitors for me was completely out of my comfort zone. In Big Brother, like there'd be confrontations and I would sit someone down like that was pissed at me. And in like 30 minutes, we'd be cool. In Traitors, you don't have that time. And it's like bang, bang, bang. And for me, Traitors was more difficult. Like, but from a readjustment to real life standpoint, this felt like a job. Like it was a fun job where Big Brother feels like your life. And so this was easier for me to go back to normal life once it was over.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. It takes so much time out of your day and you may cut yourself by accident. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right. The OG hair removal. Not only do I love my Nair, my daughter Slate does as well. My mom used to let me Nair when I was her age, but it was not the best smell back then. But now, Nair smells so dang good. Nair will save so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams.
Like I said, they all smell amazing.
My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. I also recommend the Nourishing Oat Milk and Vanilla Body Cream. I swear, the scent lasts on your body for hours. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Now, a lot of people I've talked to, after you're murdered and you go home, it messes with your head for a few weeks. Like, you still have that song in your head that they would play for us. And if it wasn't in your head, you'd play it on your phone. Like, it's really a mind, like, you get out of what seems like this video game that you're in. Like, your world is turned into a video game. You have no outside influences. You have no cell phone. You don't know what time it is half the time. You don't know what day it is unless you look at your thermostat on the wall. Mm-hmm. It had the date on there. Yeah. It's the only way I knew what day it was. So it was, you get home and it's hard to go back to normal life. And that's why they have like therapists that call us. I'm like, what, you're going to call me? Why would you call me? Like, I'm going home. I'm going to be fine. It's weird.
Yeah. And that's where it's like, for me, this was, as crazy it sounds, this was easier to adjust. You still experience some things, like you wake up and you're, you know, thinking you're getting back in the cars. But for me, Big Brother was like that times 100, you know, and it's, you're gone for 90 days instead of 3 weeks. And, but this was just a really, I felt like this was a, Parvati said this, this was a show first and a game second. And I can appreciate this for what it was. It was such a fun experience. There are elements when you're done and you're like, it's still not done in your head.
Do you think that the housewives are playing, like making a show, and the gamers are playing a game?
I think the housewives are doing both. I think you look at the cast as a whole and I think there's really no one that let you down. Like I feel like everyone brought their best to the show. And that's one of the fun things is like, we're all grown adults, but everyone there, And I'm sure you can speak this, was trying hard. It was important to everyone. There was no one who like thought they were above the show. And I think that came out in the end product. Like everyone, like there's moments for everyone in the show. And I think if you take some people out of the cast, it's not the same show. Like it was such a unique dynamic and the rubbing of personalities and explosions. It was awesome.
Would you go back?
You know, this is one thing I would do again because I've learned so much. I made so many mistakes. And played against, you know, a lot of different people I normally wouldn't play against. Like you as a housewife, like you're used to like fighting for your life because people are always coming at you.
I did it last night.
How's filming going, by the way? Or can you talk about it? Is it good?
It's going. I mean, we're about 5 weeks in and whew. Yep. Fought for my life last night.
Can I ask you 100% no BS question?
Yeah.
When you're on the show, is that you or is that you turned up? Or is it you making a show? Like, to me, it's...
Well, here's the thing. And this is what I'm trying to maneuver through this season. I was a drama girl. So when I got on stage, I was relatively quiet in my normal life. But when I got on stage or cameras in front of me, I would naturally pump it up. And I sometimes feel like, yeah, I will pump it up. I mean, alcohol-driven things... because I'm not normally like a big drinker. So I know that that's my, I don't know, that's my liquid courage when I'm on the show. So sometimes like, you know, would I act like that? No. So I'm trying to be like, okay, you don't have to be all the things, Tamara. You don't have to do all the things. Like, so yeah, I don't have to have my AK-47s out in every scene, you know? So I'm you'll probably see a little bit of a different, softer me this season.
Okay. Like,
you know. You'll see.
Well, let me ask this. So I think that the answer is like you'll turn it up because you know, hey, cameras are on, but you as your everyday person, you're a little more chill.
I'm very chill.
Is everyone on the show turn up or some people just like that? Are some housewives just
I think everybody turns up to a certain degree for sure.
Okay. All right.
For sure. But let's talk about this episode. So this was a big episode. Kate has been recruited and people are gunning for Phaedra. Do you think Kate and Phaedra make a good traitor team?
I think it was funny to watch how quickly of all people, we love her, MJ is like, bust Kate within the first 5 minutes. And
is
it's
that
like,
crazy?
I know. And MJ's like kind of floating around doing all these things, but she'll have these like moments of incredible insight. And you're like, how does she figure this stuff out?
I know. Is that, would have that been your pick, Kate? Or would you have chose somebody else?
At that point, I would have picked CT, someone where it's like there's another reality competitor. Shield.
I agree. I mean, CT's just been kind of flying under the radar and, you know, he's a big gamer. You would think like he'd be the first one to be a traitor. But I think, and I also think that Phaedra should have picked Peter. He would stop coming from her.
You know, that would have been interesting to see Peter in the jail. And it's like, here's this guy who's on this crusade. And it's like, you literally have to join or you leave the game. And
what a twist. What a twist. I mean, they have stepped it up this season. I mean, to have her put in that jail, that dungeon, whatever she was. And she's just sitting, like standing there, like, you know, it makes it look like she'd been there overnight. You know, it was just crazy.
Let me ask you this real quick on Peter, because I'm a big Peter fan. But
me too.
What is your, do you feel like your perception of him playing the game is different than watching him on television? Because I feel that way. Like, I didn't feel like, I feel like on TV, it's very like they put him as like holier than thou, but I didn't get that feel in person. Did you?
It's funny because I felt like Peter didn't really like me, or we just never connected the first half of when I was there. So when we would film, I just felt like I just didn't know him. And I felt like, well, he doesn't want to get to know me. And then where things changed with me and Peter is when we did the laser light in the middle of the night. Mm-hmm. And he's like, hey, you know, Tam, there's a shield over there if you want to get it. And I just felt like at that point, then that kind of gave us like opened the door for us to talk. And then after that, I was really just listening to what he was saying. I knew he wasn't, I felt like he wasn't a traitor. So I was like, okay. And then it just, all of a sudden he just became just this sweet guy to me. He was just so sweet. But to see him now, like, you knew talking to him, he's smart.
Mm-hmm.
And he is thinking about the game at all times, much like Janelle.
I'd agree with that.
Janelle was always like, I would look across the room at her and she'd just be gazing and you could see her mind was going, going, going. It was always gaming. So I knew Peter was good at what he was doing.
To circle back, I think it's an interesting choice. And I just found MJ fascinating. You know, she's had
she did a great job
moments on the show where it's just like, where did that come from?
I know. Do you think it's Peter's fault that the faithfuls are starting to turn on him? Or do you think that the traitor's manipulation has just been that good?
I think that the Bravo clique is so tight. And I think
you do. I was going to ask you that. You think the Bravo clique is tight because, you know, I was part of that Bravo clique and I kind of felt like there was a disconnection between me and Sheree. You know, me and Sheree are friends, but when we were there, we were both looking at each other like, I don't trust you. You don't trust me. I know what housewives are capable of. So I didn't feel like it was, and we never really voted the same either. So that's why I'm like, why do people just go on the same network? And I think that got brought up in this episode. Oh, they're on the same network. Like, it's like, so what? Like, we're all here to play the same game. So I personally didn't feel tight with any of the girls.
I feel like the second half of the game, really, like after I got voted out, that's when you saw the battle lines drawn. And I think that, you know, because I think Peter made a really compelling argument and he knew the week before the numbers were starting to get out of hand.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like when you make that compelling of an argument and it still doesn't fly, I think there's, you know, something else at work. And it's just your trust. It's like, are you going to trust someone who you're familiar with or some guy who, you know, you're not really that sure of? And I think he may have, you know, and I love this about the game, like what people are saying, like Peter's doing too much, like planting all these seeds and traps and all these theories. That's what I love to see. But I think that also caught up with him in the end because you saw him lose a ton of distrust from people that never question him.
Let's talk about your exit speech.
Mm-hmm. What about it? What do you want to know?
Well, would you have done it over again?
The exit speech, like going after Phaedra or when I'm in the
going circle? After Phaedra.
Oh, I think we're, you know, I had so many missteps, but I think one is that I think with Janelle there, if I take the shot a week earlier, I think I have a better chance to survive. I don't know that the outcome's different because I just didn't know who Phaedra was. Like, I didn't know that she could defend everything so quickly. And you have to understand, Tamara, like I've done this before two times and I'll do these like big shots and they always work. This is the first time where it
didn't work.
No,
do you think that you should have went after Parvati?
I think, you know, hindsight, yes, but not in hindsight. You're watching the show, be like, oh, you should take out Parvati. But for me, to me, that buys me a day or two. Like, mm-hmm. to go after Phaedra, I'm like, if I get Phaedra, the faithful now think I'm a faithful because I've been quiet this whole time and I got one. And then I have a path to the end. I just, you know, I think what was interesting for me to see was that, like, and I haven't talked to her at all. She hasn't talked to me, but I think Phaedra was hurt by me turning on her. And I don't think I realized how loyal she was going to be. I was just scared of being at the end with her and the Bravo clique at this fire. She looks and they're like, okay, Dan's gone.
Yeah.
Because I saw how many friends she had. I'm like, that's tough to beat in a game like this. And I think you're seeing it with Peter right now.
Do you think the gamers underestimate the housewives?
Oh, I 1,000% did. You know, I think you're so good. Your day-to-day skills on TV are so well suited to make you successful in the traders. Like, you're used to confrontation, to sitting people down, to casting doubt on someone, to defending yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was so impressed with what Phaedra did to me at the table. I'm like, this is, you know, I didn't see this coming, and she got me.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. It takes so much time out of your day and you may cut yourself by accident. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right. The OG hair removal. Not only do I love my Nair, my daughter Slate does as well. My mom used to let me Nair when I was her age, but it was not the best smell back then. But now, Nair smells so dang good. Nair will save so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams.
Like I said, they all smell amazing.
My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. I also recommend the Nourishing Oat Milk and Vanilla Body Cream. I swear, the scent lasts on your body for hours. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Well, there's some headlines. There's been weekly headlines about the show. It's just been so dang popular. Yeah. So BuzzFeed did an article with Phaedra, set her down. In this article, Phaedra claims she offered to help you, Dan, before the roundtable where you were banished. She stated, I knew the night he was going to be basically banished. And I went to him and said, if there's anything I can do to help you, Dan, I will. What are your plans, Dan? He was like, oh, you know, I'm coming up with something, always very aloof. He's like, I would never give you up. I would never betray you, Phaedra. And then he goes off and betrays me. Is that true?
No, I don't remember that conversation at all. And I think that's one of the things that hurt Phaedra and I's relationship in the game is we never talked, because I was, you know, just like I was paranoid about being around Janelle and people lumping us together. I didn't want to be lumped with Phaedra. And so we really rarely talked in the game, if at all. And the time we talked was in the turret, and that was really quick. So no, that did not happen. What I can say will happen is we're walking into the round table and we hadn't talked at all. And she turns to me and she starts singing, "I will follow you," meaning like whatever I throw out there, she's going to back me up.
And she sang it too.
She sang it because it was like we're walking in and like we hadn't talked and she's looking back and I'm like, well, like the only way I can get her is by surprise. And that didn't even matter. But I think, you know, and I understand, like, I think she's not thrilled with me is probably, you know, the kindest way to say it. But
do you think that how's it going to go with you guys at the reunion?
You know, I was going to ask you this. I've never done a reunion. I know this is like, you know, you're an expert at
it. Well, I'm not really in the hot seat. So I'm usually in the hot seat. So I'm just going to enjoy this reunion. I'm hoping we can have a cocktail, maybe a hot dog. I don't know. I can just sit back some popcorn and watch you guys go at it.
Can you give me a little advice as someone, I assume I'm probably going to be in the hot seat, someone who's been in the hot seat before?
Yeah.
What's your best advice?
For a housewife, advice would be have your receipts, have your proof, have your rundown. You need to have it all. But, yeah. You know, just, you know, I think it's just the truth. This is a whole different game.
Yeah.
It's a whole different animal. So you're going to be fine.
I mean, I don't know. The thing is, Tamara, one of the biggest adjustments for me, or one of the realizations from this is that, and I want to ask you this, is that I come out of these games and I'm like, it was just hard because I liked everyone. Like, yeah. I really like Phaedra. I like Bananas. I liked everyone.
There's nobody you didn't like?
No. And it's like normally when you play Big Brother, you're like, man, I can't wait to get out of this house and get away from these people. I liked everyone. So to me, coming off, I was a little surprised that people were really angry. But also, I understand because it's like you trust someone and they turn your back.
Yeah.
But for you, like, you think that's a Bravo, like, gamer thing? Like, we're used to just going back to real life and... I don't know. Yeah. I couldn't figure that out. Yeah.
Slice a bitch and go back to life. Speaking of slicing a bitch,
yes.
Johnny Bananas has gone after you on social media.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I mean,
do you think he's taking
thing.
A little too personal?
You know, this is what I could say. I think that for me, I don't take anything personal. But I think for me to assume the same from other people is probably not fair. People have different motives and different experiences. So it just, I guess it's what you sign up for when you join a show like this.
Yeah. So another headline was a TV Line article. Interviewer sat down with Alan, returning player Kate Chastain, executive producer Sam Rhys-Jones, and Stephen Lambert. They asked Rhys-Jones, why did producers bring Kate back? And so late in the game, he tells them she didn't play the perfect game in season one. So it wasn't like bringing back a mastermind. We want to keep the players always guessing what's going to happen next. It's a murder mystery at the end of the day. So we enjoyed Kate arriving halfway through. Did you like Kate appearing halfway through as a viewer?
As a player, I knew her personality type from watching the first season. I'm like, this is not good. Because I think she's really cool as a person. She's great TV. But I knew how she was going to be. She was going to call things out. There's no filter. Mm-hmm. And if something seemed a little off, she's not going to come ask you about it. She's just going to blow you up. And so that kind of personality coming into the game, I'm like, oh, this is not
good. A little comic relief, too. She really is. They also asked the panel if Alan has a say in selecting the traitors, which in short is yes. Rhys-Jones goes on to say, we do a personality test with everyone before they go in, which gives us a bit more of an idea of if they could take it on. Alan chimes in to admit it's the most terrifying part of the whole series for me. Select because if I fuck it up hugely by just banging somebody with my elbow, my heart is pounding, but I do all these tricks to sort of confuse them. Stop, walk back. He moves his arms, moves his elbows. I actually heard him. What I thought was his jacket move to tap you.
Mm-hmm.
I really thought that because, you know, he's wearing all this big old costume stuff. And I'm like,
thanks for not saying anything.
I know I didn't because, you know, then I started second guessing myself because Larsa accused Parvati of the same thing. Like I heard him like, you're a traitor. And then you know how that went. The personality test, the testing we had to do physically, mentally, go to the doctor, all the things. It was a lot. At one point, I'm like, I don't have time for this shit, guys.
The thing that surprised me was the swim test when we were there. I've never done anything like that. And you remember, did you do the swim test?
I did the swim test. And I'll tell you something. After sitting in that damn hotel room for 2 days, I was so excited. I really felt like I was in prison. They're like, okay, we are now picking you up from your room and we're going to drive you to like a YMCA. You know, it's the only time we got out of the hotel in 2 days. And when I say in the hotel, in our room with nobody in British TV, that's it. So they took us to this room and I'm like, okay, they're like, here's your clothes. It's like, you really felt like you were a prisoner.
Would you ever consider doing Celebrity Big Brother?
No.
Not even like remotely consider.
No. My friend Teddy, my co-host for Two Teas in a Pod, she did it. She loves doing it.
Did she have a good experience or?
Well, she got let go pretty quickly, so she didn't have the full experience, but you know, it was during COVID and she was literally she had to be quarantined for 30 or a week before, like just sit in a hotel room looking out a window. And I'm like, I would have been gone crazy just by that. So Parvati is done with reality TV, she's saying. I don't see another show like this for me, unless it's Dancing with the Stars or Drag Race. I don't really want to do another show where it's manipulating and emotional warfare. It's triggering to me to do that. Oh, but you're so good at it, Parvati. Parvati's new dream is to host her own show. Well, that's probably pretty much everybody's. She says, I'd like to do that. Alan is iconic on The Traitors and weaves himself into the fabric of the show. So do you think that's true? I think if she gets offered another show, she'll do it.
I mean, I think it would be extremely, I would place a large bet. There's Survivor's 50s coming in a couple years or whenever. It's going to be a massive Survivor. If they run that show and she's not on it, people are going to be up in arms. I think they will entice her enough, but I get it. I mean, we had a chance to spend a lot of time with Parvati. We were in the same car. Yep. And it's hard to go from like, and it's, I think it's even harder for her to go from like a villain, because she was a villain on Survivor. She destroyed people, and the social media backlash, I think that she got, you know, took somewhat of a toll on her. And now she's like, you know, evolved. She's not that person. And never, I mean, it's like we play these characters on TV and we're not those people, but that's, you know, sometimes that bleeds.
Yeah, but the audience they don't care. Yeah. And I know that for like you, it's been over 10 years since you're on TV and social media is so different and plays such a big role on your emotional state. Like literally.
I will say this. So Big Brother has live feeds you can watch all the time. The fans are very passionate. Nothing compared to Bravo fans. Like what I've experienced, and I can take it all with a grain of salt. It doesn't bother me, but there are some passionate Bravo fans. I understand now why there's a Bravo con, why it's huge. I mean, I get it. Like
Bravo fans can be crazy.
Well, here's my take on this is that normally for someone like you, Tamara, on your show, there's like, okay, housewife against housewife. If you're a Bravo fan, you pick a side. Well, guess what? The Traitors united all those people to go at someone else. And it's like, for once they're all on the same side going after one person. And I get it. I mean, it's like rooting for your favorite sports team. It's like, we want Team Bravo to win. I get it. I don't take any of it personal, but it
Bravo doesn't care how shitty us housewives play. They just want a housewife to win. That's for sure. So let's get into the actual episode now. Yeah, so Phaedra asked Kate to join her as a traitor, but if she declines, she'll be murdered. Kate accepts. She knows she wasn't really given a choice, but she thinks this could be fun. Kate is surprised and disappointed that Phaedra is the only traitor left. When Phaedra is asked, what's the strategy? Kate is frustrated. She doesn't already have a plan. So that's me earlier saying, like, I feel like Phaedra's just playing a character. I don't think she's really playing as a gamer.
Yeah. And to her credit, it's working, but that's how I felt in the traitor turret with her. I'd have like ideas and I'd throw them out there. I'd be like, who do you want? What do you think? And it was just kind of deflected back to me. And maybe it's a great strategy because then her hands, you know, she never has blood on her hands, but also it's like,
Probably play that way too, because I don't strategize and, you know, do that and do this. And if I do that, that's going to happen. Like, I mean, in housewife world, I can do that, but in gaming world, like you really have to think like 10 steps ahead.
I think if you were there for the second half of the game, I feel like the first half of the game is just thinning people out, right? There's so many people there, it doesn't matter. I think if you're in the second half game, I think you do very well because you're in tune to everyone. And I think that stuff is like for you, second nature. I really do. I think you would have been great at it.
Phaedra threw you a little shade in this episode. She said, Dan was like drinking dry milk with toast, no butter, no jam. Kate said she had a weird vibe from you as well. Do you care to respond to that?
You know, I don't take any of it personal. I take it as Phaedra, and I've never talked to her. I feel like she's was hurt by what I did, and I can understand why she's probably
upset.
Well,
I was hurt by what she did.
And because we never talked about when did you figure out it wasn't me? And then I got a phone call twice from like a San Francisco number. I'm like, I don't know anyone from San Francisco, so I didn't answer it. What if I answered that call? What would have
I was literally in San Francisco doing a live show with my podcast with Teddy, and the show's airing. It's a Thursday night, and all of a sudden my phone is blowing up, and it's basically Phaedra is the one that murdered you. And I
so
went
prior to that, were you just like, oh, screw Dan, you know, I'm mad at him.
I was just going to deal with you at the reunion. And so then I don't really have anything to deal with, you know? And I thought, oh my God. So he wasn't lying. He wasn't like, you really sucked me in. Like, I really thought like, God, this guy is so nice. And he talks about his wife and we talk about our relationships and kids and really got to know each other on a personal level. And then I'm like, and then is that his strat? And everyone's like, that's his strategy. That's what he does. He gets to know you. And then he gets rid of you. I'm like, oh wow. Well, I was fooled.
No, well that's who I am genuinely. But in these games, it's like our next conversation, once we're to that comfort level, is then we start talking strategy. But
yeah,
I only had time to get to know people. I didn't get the second part. Wait, so if I would have picked up the call, what would you have said?
I would have said, oh my God, I'm so sorry, Dan. I was just found out that, you know, it wasn't you. I feel horrible. Like I was ready to go on stage when I called you.
I appreciate it. Cause I was like, when I DM'd you and like, you kind of ghosted me / told me not to, like, you didn't tell me not to talk, but that's a vibe I got. I'm like, oh man.
I'm good at ghosting. Yeah. I'm really good. So the players arrive to breakfast. Kate, Sandra, and CT are all questioning Peter's credibility. Peter is shocked to still be alive and is hoping to see Trishelle and Kevin. MJ asks Kate if she's okay. She doesn't seem like she's all there. Kate is worried. People are already suspecting she's a traitor. She's still processing her shift from faithful to traitor. The last to arrive is Trishelle. Kevin was murdered. Alan says, oh, Kevin up in heaven, and throws his thing down. I am impressed with MJ knowing something was off with Kate right away. And we talked about this earlier. I mean, her radar was
There's moments where you're like, MJ, what are you doing? And then there's like, MJ, how did you do? Like, how did you figure this out? And I think she's an enigma to watch.
She is. This episode, I was all into MJ.
Did you know MJ at all prior to this or
not? Yeah, a little bit. Not super well, but I did. In fact, I had run into her right before we were to go to Scotland. I did. I was at Sirius Radio doing Jeff Lewis and she was there.
Did you guys like wink, wink, nudge, nudge? Are you going to Scotland or you didn't even... You had no clue.
Well, this is the thing. I had talked to Jeff Lewis off camera. I'm really good friends. And I know I wasn't supposed to do this, but I'm like, hey, I got asked to do Traitors. He goes, so did I. And I don't know if you know who Jeff Lewis is, but
the radio guy.
He is radio now, but he did the show Flipping Out. He was on Bravo, interior decorating, all that. And he's got another show now on Amazon. But he goes, I had to turn it down. He's a single dad. So so he's like, I can't leave Monroe. And I said, oh, bummer. He's all, but MJ's doing it.
And did I'm you like, reach
well,
out to her?
I go, well, I don't know her that well. And I don't know that I should talk to her about this. He goes, I'll tell her. Next thing I know, MJ was texting me. So kind of knew she was going. So Phaedra's goal is to break apart the Peter Alliance. Once they get rid of him, the rest of them will scatter. CT tells Trishelle it's time to consider Peter could be a traitor. Trishelle tells John they are outnumbered at the round table tonight. Peter says they need to convince Sandra and CT to vote their side. CT tells Peter he's leaning towards him to vote out. I loved his honesty when he said, who are you thinking? He's like, you, brother, you're the one that's going tonight. Do you think Peter messed up his game last week by trying to protect Parvati?
I think the strategy of it, I really like the strategy. I just think in this game, if you give anyone a reason to like doubt you, it's like the kiss of death. And I feel like some people didn't understand what he was doing or didn't agree with it. And that was enough. But I got to give Phaedra credit. She's right. Like if you take him out, there's no one to unify that group anymore. And then they just pick them off one by one, you know, the Bravo people and it turns.
Yeah.
I
mean,
but
Peter was right. He was absolutely right. And he put his life out on the line there, trying to explain to everybody that he knew that Phaedra was a traitor. He knew that Parvati was a traitor, and he knew that he was going to probably get murdered, but he was willing to take that chance.
I felt like he did a really good job explaining exactly what he had done and, you know, the history of his behavior. I think what really hurt, once again, is Kate. Like, Kate is always in there, like, throwing a barb of doubt. And
she
like,
is.
And it's like...
And Peter, when he explains things, and he's very convincing. Very convincing. He is sharp. I mean, anybody that's flying around hundreds of people in the air and protecting their life and getting there safe, he's my type of guy.
Yeah, no, I'm a big Peter fan. And I think, you know, it probably, you know, it's not just Peter, it's Kate. And, I think Kate being there really shook everything up, because she can take a really well logical statement and just kind of throw something kind of funny or, you know, a little distracting, then all of a sudden dismisses his whole argument.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabel, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. It takes so much time out of your day and you may cut yourself by accident. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right. The OG hair removal. Not only do I love my Nair, my daughter Slate does as well. My mom used to let me Nair when I was her age, but it was not the best smell back then. But now, Nair smells so dang good. Nair will save so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams.
Like I said, they all smell amazing.
My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. I also recommend the Nourishing Oat Milk and Vanilla Body Cream. I swear, the scent lasts on your body for hours. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
I really liked today's mission. I thought it was fun. You didn't have to get wet or dirty or full of bugs. So each player has a stained glass window with their name on it. Players will use a crossbow to shatter the names until one is remaining. The name remaining intact will earn a shield. The players start off with $25,000, but every time they miss the target, they lose $250. So Phaedra says she is going to aim for John's name because he doesn't need protection. At first, I'm like, why are you naming? Why John? Like, I got it. She misses and everyone keeps missing and missing and missing until CT aims for Kate and hits her right between the eyeballs. Kate aims for CT and misses. Sandra and Sheree aim for John, but he doesn't need protection, but they miss. John says this is starting to feel a little personal. The players repeatedly go for CT, but end up losing 2,000, aiming at his name. Phaedra changes the strategy around and aiming for Trishel instead. I don't think there was any strategy in that. I think she just thought that Trishel was down at the bottom and they've had better luck on the bottom row. But then it backfired in her face because everybody thought it was like this big strategy.
Well, here's why I like this challenge is because really, there's a very few moments where there's actual actions in the game. A lot of it is, oh, you're too quiet or, you know, you're a housewife or whatever. Like, it's just all speculation. This is like someone making a physical move that you can use to either help a case or hurt your case or expose that you're a traitor. And I think this is the first time, in my opinion, we see Phaedra slip up because I think up until this point, she's been like ironclad, no reason. And, you know, just... it's just weird. If everyone wants to do one thing and you do the opposite, that's enough in this game. And I think this is, you know, the first time. But I like this challenge because it puts people exposed and they have to say, hey, I'm going after you for whatever reason.
I'm good. This is why I'm going after you. Totally dead at Sheree's face when, I mean, between the last two episodes, between having bugs, you know, dumped on her and her jumping around last
scream. Oh my God.
Scream, and that was funny. And now her face when everybody starts going after her, like, what? Why me? Yeah.
Well, Sheree is so chill. And then to see her like scream like bloody murder, I'm like, oh my
God. I know.
It was opposite ends of the spectrum.
She's very quiet. Very, very quiet. Peter thinks he'll be put up for banishment tonight. John thinks Sandra and MJ could be persuaded to vote with their group. Peter separates Phaedra from her group while Trishel convinces the clique to vote against her. Trishel says the fact that Phaedra shifted the bow to her name was a traitor behavior. Trishel argues they are having blind loyalty to Phaedra. MJ says that's not true and promises she'll keep an open mind at the round table. CT changes his mind, thinking Phaedra and Sandra purposely wanted Trishel out. Do you think that's true?
I don't know if Phaedra meant for that to happen, but that's what it gave the appearance of. And in this game, the appearance is everything. You know, it doesn't matter what your intentions are. It's like, this is what happened. This is what people see it as. And you're done.
I really don't think that she, like I said earlier, I don't think it was a strategy. I think it was just like, I think that one's going to be a little bit easier than going up. That's all I think. Because I could see on Phaedra's face, like, because Phaedra.
Yeah, well, it kind of goes back to what you said about
play game.
Like when Kate says, what's the plan? She's like, I don't have a plan. And like, I think this is I would agree with you. Like,
you
I
know that you
knew.
Would have a plan. You know that Peter would have a plan. You know that CT would have a plan. As housewives are like, what, huh? Plan?
Yeah. Yeah.
Plan? My plan is to, you know, win this money. That's it. That's my plan.
Yeah.
So the players sit at the round table. John is first to talk. I love his speeches, saying he believes Phaedra is a traitor because both Dan and Parvati named her as a traitor. And her approach is to avoid error. John says if he attempts tonight, his attempt tonight is unsuccessful, he won't be here tomorrow. Phaedra says this is not parliament and he can bring it down a notch. She always knows what to say. Phaedra says his ally, Peter, was the one working with the traitors. Phaedra tells everyone that Peter now wants to work with her. But he says, that's not true, Phaedra. Back off, lady. I never said that.
And that's not true, right? That's completely false. Because I don't remember ever seeing that on the show.
I didn't see it on the show. But Peter said it wasn't true. Phaedra puts it bluntly. This is not The Bachelor. And she doesn't have to kiss his ass for a rose. Peter's angry. All he's done in this game is to fight to get the traitors out. Peter says he denied Phaedra's letter and she didn't like that. Now, when he said that, I'm surprised everyone didn't go, oh my God, that's right. Like, no, 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 no. But CT and Phaedra have a special friendship. So I'm curious if Phaedra felt some type of way when CT voted for her.
Hmm. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how that dynamic plays out. But I feel like this roundtable, this was it.
Phaedra had a point with John because his roundtable speeches went on forever. They shortened them.
Right? I mean, not shorten them by a little. We're talking like 10, 12 minute diatribes down to like, and like 30 seconds. And
yeah.
I feel like we knew that watching this, because when they showed like Sheree, like it looked like they were kind of like, all right, like I'm rolling my eyes, like enough. But you enough, only got like John. A little bit of John, but they probably got 15 to 20 minutes of John on that one snippet.
Oh my God. It's time to vote. 4 votes for Peter, 4 votes for Phaedra. The last vote is MJ's. I had chills. And I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God. And I had no idea. It could have went either way.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see how it plays out, because this vote will determine, you know, how the game ends. It's like, they're either going to get a traitor or they're not. And the traitors have a really nice looking path to the end.
But if they don't get a traitor, they know who the traitor is after this.
Why do you say that?
Well, because, you know, he's been saying Phaedra, Phaedra, Phaedra. So I just think if Peter's gone, everybody's going to be like, he's a faithful. Oh my God. He was right. It's Phaedra. And then she's going to be gone.
But let me ask you, let's say Peter is the one who is banished. Do you think the Bravo people will turn on Phaedra? Because up until this point, there's been no glimpse of anyone.
Yeah, I do.
Who do you think will be the first to turn or vote against
Phaedra? Think MJ. I think MJ's onto it. I think Sheree will. Yeah, I do. I do, because Peter had such a compelling argument against her. And because he lost his credibility by switching last minute, last episode, I think that they're going to be like, oh my God, he was right. So yeah. I feel like both of them are doomed even in the next two episodes.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see, but I just know that through my experience, like, you can dodge like one bullet at a round table and survive. You can dodge two, but man, yeah. It's tough.
Well, Sheree had said to me, like, I think on an interview or something, we're doing press, like, I know the real Phaedra. I know what she's capable of. So she knows. She absolutely knows.
I wish she would have spoke up more throughout the game, you know.
She was quiet.
Yeah, she was for the most part. She was super quiet, but I felt like she was very trustworthy. You know, like, I didn't feel like she was like dropping misdirections or lies. I felt like when I talked to Sheree, like whatever was said, I felt like stayed with Sheree.
Yeah. Well, that was it, Dan. I thank you so much for coming on. I mean, it took us quite a few months to reconnect. But I'm looking forward to seeing you.
Are you going at
the reunion now? I've got to ask you, are you dressing the part? Are you going to have some plaid suit on?
Yeah, I you know what? I've taken like a note from you, like just spending time around you. I'm like, okay, it elevates my game. You know, I'm pretty casual in real life, but I know, hey, look, Tamara's coming. She's going to be decked out.
You're pretty sharp on the show, like your outfits. I remember walking out of the hotel our very first day, and we were put in the same car, and I didn't know who you were, but you looked almost pretty, like for a guy. You look pretty, like you were so put together, not a hair out of place, skin look amazing, perfect suit. You were just suited up. And I'm like, is he a newscaster? Who is this guy?
Tamara, like in my real life, I wear the same thing every day. This is like such a, like, I'll wear like a hoodie. Yeah. It's like, and that's why, like, I really feel like, and it, people will never know, I really connected with you, because I think, I know you're not from the Midwest, but I felt like if you were dropped on to like the Real Housewives of Michigan, or you're from Michigan, people be like, oh yeah, she belongs.
Oh, I could totally rock that.
Yeah. I just felt like we connected really well, but we also spent a lot of time together. I really, outside of the game and everything, I really enjoyed getting to know you. Even outside the game, I know you're like, oh, it's part of his game. That wasn't. It was just, I felt it was
very authentic. And that's why I was so mad, because I felt like, you know, if it was anybody else, I'd be like, whatever. But it was you. I feel like we really connected. And I'm like, oh my God, I was duped.
Well, that's why I was like, why is she ghosting me? Like,
But did you not put two and two together? Did you not think, like, our conversation we had that night before, where I'm like, will you, like, can we align?
Well, I was fired up when we had that conversation. I'm like, okay, like, now, like,
we're going to mess shit up.
Yeah, we got a shot. And then when, you know, everything went down the turret, I'm like, man, like, this is not what I want. But
did you ever stick up for me?
Well, here's the thing. They're fighting it, and I'm like, I got to get them to, like, get on the same page. And I'm just like, that's one of my big mistakes is letting them, you know, take you out, because I just felt like
that's all right. I was ready to go home.
Walking away from this, Are you glad you did it? And what's your like takeaway from the training?
At the time, you know what? I wasn't glad I was doing it. I had hyped myself up so bad to do the show. I almost pulled out like 10 times.
Why?
I was nervous. I think most of all, just being away from my family for so long, it's that to me was pretty much a deal breaker. And then I had people in my ear going, this game is huge. This show is huge. People are going to see you on a different platform. They're going to see you in a different, you know, they're going to see you arguing and yelling with housewives. Like, this is good for your career on TV and all this stuff. And so I went, but I was super hesitant about going. And I think that I made myself sick. I really do. I made myself sick. Then when I got there, you know, I had to travel alone. Like, my husband's always with me. Like, I had to travel. It was like a 24-hour travel day. And getting through the London airport and all that. And I'm like, oh my God, I don't know where I'm going. This place is huge. Where's my husband? Like, I don't know. I just psyched myself up. I got like a cold, but because I had run, I think I was so run down.
Yeah.
Just by being nervous, I got, you know, I got something in the air. And then, you know, what really screwed me up was the antibiotics they gave me.
Really?
Yeah. So when I went on those antibiotics, the medic gave it to me. And then another doctor said, I would have never put you on those antibiotics. They put inflammation in my intestine. And then when I got home, I ended up in the hospital. So it was just a nightmare. But you know what? Now that I know what it's all about, would I do it again?
Yeah.
Probably, because I wouldn't be so scared.
I feel like you were like literally just on the other side.
I was. That's why I was so pissed off. I'm like, I feel good.
Your skill set, your personality, like you just get through that first like wave of just clearing people out. I think you would do extremely well. I think you would probably be a really great trader too, but that's just.
Yeah. So my whole philosophy and trying to buddy up to you that night is because I had suspicion you were a traitor. And I thought, well, if anything, he might recruit me if, you know, people get dropped out. And that was my, like, I wanted to be a traitor so bad at that point. I'm like, he's going to recruit me. If I just be his eyes and ears and rat people out, he'll get rid of them. And then when some traitor gets killed, he'll pull me in.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, you got to have friends in the game. And so like, to me, it's like, that's definitely a conversation that I'm thinking about down the road, you know, because I'm thinking, okay, if X, Y, and Z happens, it's, you know, but you're someone I trusted. So like, that's, to me, that's the game is who do you trust and how do you bring them in the fold and find a way? So
it was so nice talking to you. It took me right back to the castle, your sweet self, but I can't wait to see you.
Yeah. See you soon.
Yep.
My wife's coming too, and like,
oh, good.
So she, you know, she's excited.
You're going to, obviously you have to travel. I have to drive up the day of, and then I was kind of hoping like afterwards we can all go out.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So
that'll be fun. And my husband will come up.
Oh, we missed. Yeah. New York. I'm like, what the heck? I'm there. I'm like, where's Tamara?
I was on the call list for the entire time. And then production's like, we can't lose you right now. It's too much is going on the show.
Couldn't they film you like doing the,
that's what I was hoping.
It's too much logistics.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Dan.
Yeah,
and
you.
I will see you like in a week or so.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for having me on, Tamara. I'll
see you
soon.
Okay.
Bye.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.